Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, and my guest is Tawana Black. We are talking about economic inclusion. And Tawana, I want to make sure that I get a couple more questions in with you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I hear that black people are the same everywhere. I think it's a misnomer. I absolutely don't believe it. But every culture in every city is very different from one another. That we do know. Has this been a challenge for you when it comes to trying to help others understand and get on board with economic inclusion?
Oh, wow. That's a deep and good question. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think you're right. I think that we are different everywhere. I think that culture is different. And while it transcends a lot of things, I think it's certainly unique and different. I think that while I haven't found that we've had a challenge with people getting on board with the notion of economic inclusion, certainly the way that we go about pursuing things can be different and harder sometimes for everyone to get on board with the same thing. At the same time, I think it's important for us in our community efforts and in our efforts to build community to realize there are multiple approaches to any challenge, and there has to be room for multiple approaches. And sometimes I think when a community has been almost starved in a way that African Americans have been starved in this region, and while there's a lot of good here, let's be clear, the data makes it clear that good is in small numbers. The large percentage of folks who are in poverty, but even beyond that, the simple fact that we have African Americans, by and large, who are not paid at the same rates their white peers are, whether they have a high school diploma or a PhD, is consistent and has been for more than 10 years here, makes and facilitates a level of tension, I think, in the way that we then approach the issues. And mine is to approach them as head on as we possibly can, because I have a sense of urgency about this that comes both from the issue itself and the data, but also from the fact that I'm raising two black babies in a city that is made clear by its results that their lives are not as valued as their white peers. And that has to change.
What brings you joy when it comes to economic inclusion, and what keeps you up at night?
What brings me joy are meeting and engaging with people every day, and I really do mean every day, who are all in no matter what, who are committed to the personal, deep, hard learning journey of this work, and who come back and share when they have aha moments, struggle moments, and they stay in the work long enough to get through those moments of challenge in order to see it through to the next phase and next piece of this work. None of it is easy. I say often in this work, it is a journey. It's not a fast destination. It certainly is a marathon and not a sprint. But being able to meet people from my neighbors to business leaders and CEOs to grassroots folks on the ground who are committed to doing the hard work arm in arm and not just elbow to elbow, that brings me joy. And certainly working with my team at the Center for Economic Inclusion, who are all in day and night for this mission and give it everything they have. We are all a big bunch of jokesters. That brings me a ton of joy. What keeps me up at night is the rhetoric, the rewarding that we do sometimes in this work of folks who talk a good game, but who are not willing to back that game up. And when I think about the number of folks who are living, not just, we used to say paycheck to paycheck, we have way too many people in this community who are literally living day to day, while too many of us are living in the rhetoric of inclusion, of equity, of economics, of growth. We're talking the game, not realizing these statistics, these indicators are not percentages. They are people's lives.
I wish we had a whole nother half hour to talk, and we've run out of time. Yeah. Please forgive me, Tawana. I really would love to have you
Thank
back
you.
And talk again. You take care.
Thank
That's the Center for Economic Inclusion.org. Check it out. You'll learn a lot. Coming up is Center Stage. Really, it's next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.